Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While 5th-ranked South won its 7th straight golf sectional on Monday, great to see Harrison Carmichael's North Cougs advance to tomorrow's regional at Champions Point down in Henryville, paced by Simon DeLeonis, a career-low 73 out at the Cades. He set the tone Monday, and as Harrison was telling me, the rest followed.
At the start of the year, we had a goal to make it out of sectional. You know, playing for that third spot, we were competing with Seymour all year. I was just really proud of the boys. They stepped up in a big way, wound up getting that third spot.
Well, I tell you, season best for you at 315. It's a great time for it to happen, but that was 14 shots better than your previous low.
The whole season had kind of been, you'd have maybe two kids play well, and the rest would have kind of a poor day. Finally, I think, we had Simon, who played phenomenal. Jacob played well. Scout came in strong with an 82 and a couple 84s. And so, the kids kind of finally made things click on the same day, which was awesome.
Cougar head golf coach Harrison Carmichael. Also, kudos to Landon Ringler. He qualified for the regional tomorrow after firing an 82 to pace Edgewood on Monday in the sectional. Back on the radio, the Reds, the Brewers pregame at 6:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, no two ways about it. She was a Mustang hitting machine. IU-bound Taylor Minnick, one of six scholar athletes honored Tuesday night by the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Six-time school record holder in softball out at Edgewood leaves her career mark of 536 in Ellettsville with 129 RBI. And as Mick Hammett, her coach, was telling me,
she had some great people that taught her the fundamentals. She was just very smooth, just transfer of her weight, and everything that she does is just textbook. The thing I think that has her over all the other kids is just her being a fierce competitor. I mean, she gets so locked in. When she's in that batter's box, that's her world. She's there to get a hit and to hit it hard, and I've never had anybody other than her be so fierce a competitor at the plate.
Mustang head softball coach Mick Hammett on his outstanding first-team All-Stater Taylor Minnick, also a South Indiana All-Star. She'll play against the North up at Decatur Central on June the 19th. Reds on the radio tonight hosting the Brewers pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.